Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2011 Do It With Drupal Conference. This year's event takes place October 12th, 13th, and 14th in Brooklyn, New York. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers and hear from experts in emerging technologies such as IPTV and mobile app development. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com. Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2011 Do It With Drupal Conference. This year's event takes place October 12th, 13th, and 14th in Brooklyn, New York. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers and hear from experts in emerging technologies such as IPTV and mobile app development. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com.
Hi, I'm Leo Byrne. I'm a researcher with the MIT Center for Future Civic Media.
Hi, this is Owen Barton from Civic Actions. VoIP Drupal is a framework for connecting Drupal to VoIP, which is voice over IP telephony systems, which lets you call a number and talk to your Drupal site and maybe, you know, post a recording to a node or connect to another number, and also go the other way and have do something on your Drupal site that initiates a phone call or multiple phone calls. And it's really, you know, exciting technology and broadens the reach of Drupal to people without computers potentially, or people on the go, or businesses that are trying to enable people on the move to do stuff that they wouldn't be able to do with a web browser.
So maybe you could talk a bit about like how this project came about.
Yeah, this project started about like 5 or 6 years ago when we were doing some projects with kids in very underserved areas in Brazil and other parts. And it soon became clear that the web wasn't really the appropriate technology for them, mostly because they didn't have access to computers on a regular basis, and also because the level of literacy or also their technical skills didn't allow them to use computers in ways that would be meaningful to them. You know, and that opened up my eyes, you know, and other folks to try to explore different venues. And then the telephone was the option that we decided to move forward with, and that's what led to another system that we developed for a Latin community close to Boston, the WhatsApp Loring system, in 2005. And now we're expanding that to the VoIP Drupal platform.
Cool. So maybe you could expand on that a little bit. It sounds like there's a big mobile component to this, or people with smartphones, or maybe you could just sort of explain, like, if people are not having, like, desktop or laptop computers, like, where does this whole system kind of fit into the stack?
Yeah, so this is really about connecting the voice aspect and also SMS and other, you know, related technology, but not specifically the browser or smartphone aspect, because that's, you know, there's a lot of people working on that. So this is really about enabling voice both on the Drupal side and on the mobile side. And it's a pluggable framework, so it's not just built around one specific system, but the idea is it can connect to Twilio, which is a VoIP service provider. We can also connect to Asterisk or FreeSwitch, which are both popular open source VoIP servers, so you can connect it with those and have multiple systems that do different things. And, you know, I think what would be kind of the ultimate goal would be really cool would be to enable people to do things on the website that you wouldn't otherwise be able to do. You know, you get a menu, you create an organic group, you can post things to the group, you can listen to what's been recently posted on the group without needing to actually even visit the website at all. And then other people who can visit the website can interact on a totally equal level with you.
So it sounds like it's a way of sharing audio content through phone service, but it's sort of a Drupal on the back end. And maybe you could sort of talk through some of the other use cases that you've already implemented or would plan on implementing.
I think one of the cool applications of VoIP Drupal is that it allows us to build like hybrid systems so that you can eventually send a text message to your system and the system calls you back with information that you requested, or you start a phone call and then all of a sudden the system might ask whether you'd like to receive a text message or an email reminder about an event that you were organizing. Right, so it really extends Drupal to all sorts of cool interactions via phone or via text messaging or anything. So we've been using the early version of VoIP Drupal to create a system that helps like kids organize local events in their communities, to promote like a block parties or games to their friends. They help community organizations do local community outreach to parents. For instance, like a PTA organization might just send a meeting reminder to parents of the local school, you know, inviting them to come over to their meeting next week, for instance, that sort of thing. But you can also work in with like an organization that does community radio. And the idea is to provide them with a venue where they can record local stories using regular phones, but also make sure that their programs become a little more interactive. So they might present a question to their audience during the program and get feedback via email or text message or any other means.
I see. And so does this allow to send text messages through the computer to phones?
Yeah, you could. It should work with SMS. Most of the providers will support SMS as well. There's also the SMS framework in Drupal, which, you know, we're looking into kind of plugging into that. And also, I think a lot of the Drupal systems really work really well. Like the messaging system already, you know, is built in such a way that we could extend it to deal with SMS messages, but also voice messages. And, you know, you could have it even as a voicemail system or as a, you know, integrate it with like a CRM would be a really great use case for, you know, nonprofits who are trying to do fundraising. You'd have to remember to call people, but also to keep, you know, record the notes, you know, what's the action items from the call and so on. You know, there's a lot of different use cases, and I think we're still working out all the different things you can do with it.
Cool. In the couple of weeks leading up to DrupalCon, Civic Actions made a blog post about the VoIP distribution, or maybe talk about like what is included in this like packaging, or, you know, what would it take for someone to download this and kind of get a system up and running? What kind of like software and other hardware needs would they need?
So last week we released the first version of VoIP Drupal out to the Drupal community. And then with that version, you can pretty much make and receive phone calls, send SMS, you know, organize conference calls, all that stuff. So like the basic API is already defined and working there. And it provides support to Twilio. In the next couple of weeks, we'll be releasing other modules that already integrate with the messaging framework that provides integration with different kinds of phone providers, such as Tropo, for instance, and also facilitate the integration with like organic groups and other features that people are looking for.
Cool. What do you guys see as sort of the next step in sort of pushing this forward? And what do you kind of hope to see how this could be used by different communities who like the target audiences that you're kind of going after with this?
Well, I think what we're trying to do really, especially at DrupalCon, is just spread the word, get people interested in it. You know, there's a lot of different use cases beyond what we've even thought about. And I think, you know, potentially there's a big market for people who are interested in implementing solutions around this, and the more people we can get interested, the more developed the software is going to be and the more beneficial it's going to be for everyone. You know, as it is, you don't need any special expertise in VoIP to get started, especially with Twilio hosted services. It's very cheap. You can just sign up and put in an API key and you're ready to go. And so making something that's really approachable is a big goal, I think, of what we're trying to do here.
I see. So the Twilio is like just a paid service that you'd sign up for, get an API key, install the installation, and then you plug in the API key. And then what would be the next step after that?
And then you can actually start receiving phone calls on your site. You know, like you already have like a welcome script, you know, that whenever you dial is going to say like a welcome to the VoIP Drupal system. And then you can start changing that and tweaking in any way you want to create like conference calls and text messaging, etc. Right there from the interface. Like if you're a PHP programmer, it might take like maybe half an hour or so for you to get up and running with the system. And that's our goal, is really to make it very easy for people to start programming their phone and web-based systems.
And so like finally, like what were some of like the caveats that people should be aware of when they're setting this up? Like, you know, things that you maybe made a mistake on setting up wrongly or have particular problems around, or just sort of like some lessons learned with like working in this space for a while now?
I'd say, you know, it's still obviously it's a beta release. It's still under active development, but there are definitely plenty of things that work and you know, that people could try out and extend. And, you know, we're still working on the API level, you know, making sure that's really robust and it's going to plug in all the different ways we want. I don't know if Leo has any...
Like people tend to assume that like a regular telephones are easy to use, you know, but people are not used to getting a telephone and pressing multiple and going through multiple levels of menus and everything. So that's something that's just like a usability issue that we all have to be aware of anyway, you know. But I think we went a long way with this set of modules. VoIP Drupal really lowers like the learning curve that people usually have to climb on in order to develop like phone systems that connect to the web. So really looking forward to getting more people on board, you know, and see what they think. You know, we're just starting on this now. So let's see what happens.
Cool. And maybe you could just sort of also just give a little bit more context as to like what department in Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, that, and how MIT is kind of like a partner in this.
Yeah, so I'm a researcher with the MIT Center for Future Civic Media, which is a research center affiliated with the Media Lab. And our goal is to design technologies to empower local communities. You know, and the focus of my specific research is children and grassroots organizations in very underserved areas. People who tend to not have access to computers or the internet. We work a lot with people who are semi-literate. So we definitely needed to build like a platform in order to implement our own projects with those groups. And that's how it all started. And that's where we get our support from.
And then you sort of chose Drupal to kind of help you get there in a sense.
Yeah, like we've been working with Drupal for like past 5 years or so. And we like the technical capabilities that are embedded in Drupal. But above all, I think Drupal has a tremendous community that's always been extremely supportive of this sort of project. You know, people that mix like politics and social action, you know, with technology. And that's very much in the spirit of the things they're trying to do. So I don't think we could find like a better community to help us take this thing off the ground. You know?
Okay. All right. Well, thanks.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.